Every cell of my body has its ideal appointed task and does it now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with the Absolute Philosopher saying, every cell of my body has its ideal appointed task and does it now. It's interesting. I talk to so many people, and they say, Herb, you know, you're on top of these things. You're pretty wise and that sort of stuff. Ooh, a lot of people can't win. So they say, why do you say things, you know, like that? That every cell of my body has its ideal appointed task and does it now. I have some cells that are not doing the right thing. I have some cells that are not acting right, you know. And they're sick cells, you know. Not sickle cells, but sick cells, you know. And they're not doing the right thing in my body. And I say, what are you telling me? And then they say, well, my cells are making, for instance, a cold. And I say, oh? So, what's going on with these cells? My cells are making a cold. What's going on with these cells? My cells are making a cold. What's going on with these cells? My cells are making a cold. I said, every cell of my body has its ideal appointed task and does it now. Now, apparently, the ideal appointed task for some cells in your body is to have a cold. Now, isn't that wonderful? Oh, my goodness, how wonderful that is. I was just listening to part of the inaugural address of the Theodore Roosevelt when he became the president back in 1933 in his inaugural address. And he said, the only thing that we have to fear is fear itself. And he also said, we do not have a problem with money. We have lots of money. We do not have a problem with our economy. We have excellent economy. We have excellent ability to produce and to create and to bring forth things. He said, we have only one difficulty, and that's our attitude toward it. That's our attitude toward money. We have a very poor attitude toward our income, our money, and our the wealth of our nation. We are one of the greatest nations on earth, and we always will be. Other nations would like to emulate us. Other nations will try. But other nations are not built on the foundation that the United States is built upon, and so therefore they become wealthy and then they lose it, and then they become wealthy and then they lose it, and they become wealthy and then they lose it. In the United States, we become wealthy and then we misuse it. We don't lose it, we still have it, but we misuse it. So, he said he was going to, during his administration, bring more balance back into the economy and bring people's attitudes in a more balanced attitude toward abundance. And that's what he truly did. Now, other presidents have said things of similar nature, and they've spoken of a similar nature, and they realize that every cell of my body has its ideal appointed task and does it now. They realize if you're going to say that the country is down, the economy is down, the money is down, the abundance is down, then it's going to be down. If you're going to say, we are a strong, powerful, economically sound nation, and we shall arrive at this height of abundance and with a chicken in every pot and a Ford in every garage. And we did. And we didn't stop there. We had one, two, three, and four Fords in every garage. And not only one chicken in a pot, but we had our friends over, and so we had two and three chickens in the pot. And this is how it happened. It happened because the nation took a more prosperous appearance of what was going on. The body of the nation could have been disruptive and destructive and could have gone downhill. But it didn't, because those in power gave a vision. A nation with no vision perishes, but they gave a vision to the people and to the nation itself, and it achieved it. Every cell of my body has an ideal appointed task and does it now. Every aspect of the nation has an ideal appointed task and does it now. Now, as we are able to draw our attention to whatever it is that we'd like to have in our world, then that's what we begin to experience. If we would like to have negative experiences, we'll have them. Now, it was sort of amusing to me, knowing the full story of President Roosevelt, and knowing his condition when he took presidency. Here he was, a man in a wheelchair, and he could not walk without canes or without help. He left his office, or left wherever he left, and walked to the inauguration, and it was held in March of 1933, and he walked to the inauguration. No one knew, unless they really had reason to know, but no one knew he was in a wheelchair. No one, and he was reelected again in a wheelchair, but no one knew that he had it, because the press was wise enough not to play that up, because that wasn't important. What was important was the man behind this experience. And with all of the difficulties that he had, he rose above it. And he was a great man, regardless of any problems that his body might have had. And he showed the nation how to do that. He was really above all these things. He realized that every cell of his body had an ideal appointed task to do and does it. Now, he didn't understand how to speak his word and release it from the illness that he had, but he was not going to let the illness limit him in any way. And he rose to great heights, and he achieved great achievements, and he was a master. He had a fabulous charisma about him. And just like Obama, he has a fabulous charisma. And just like Kennedy, when he hurt his back, he still had a fabulous charisma. You wouldn't know that he had this problem. But the press loved to play up that he hurt his back and that he had a rocking chair in his office where he could be more comfortable. Well, now, so what? So what? What is his politics? What is his manner? What's his attitude toward the government and toward the people? That's what really counts. And that's what was the winning thing for him. And that was what the winning thing was for any person who enters into the office. It's fantastic. Really fantastic. Each of us have this opportunity to recognize that every cell of our body has its ideal and appointed task, and it does it now. I got a cold. I got a cold. I got a cold. Stop it! I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Now, it may take you just as long to become whole and perfect by saying, I am whole and perfect, as it does for the cold to eventually evolve itself and get done, you know. But that's because you are holding on to it as a treasure that is going to last that long. Now, if you want it that way, you can have it. Now, if you don't, then do something about it. I'm teaching you all. I told you, within 1 week, if every time you get up from a sitting or lying position, you exercise your legs, and you just do it, the swing and moving the leg from left to right as you lift up your knee, and then you put it down, then move the other leg from left to right from 3 to 10 times. Each time you do that, within a week, you will have your balance in your ears, your balance in your head, your equilibrium in total peace and harmony, and you will be able to do all of the things that you want to do, which you are not doing right now. And I know what you can do, and I know what you're not doing, but I'm certainly not going to tell you what you're not doing. I'm only going to tell you what you can do if you want. But I look at you, and I see you not using the exercise, and I think to myself, here I give you a beautiful, brand new Lincoln Continental convertible. And you say, isn't it pretty? And you don't get into it and use it. Well, it's not going to do you much good except to say, I have a Lincoln Continental convertible. Isn't it beautiful, you know? And it won't do you one little bit of good until you get in there and say, every cell of my body has its ideal appointed task and does it now. And when you say that, then it is done. Now, I don't care. I don't care whether you take the gift that I have to give you. I know in advance of many things that you're going to experience. And I say to you, here, take this and be ready for this here. And you don't do it. And then you don't benefit from it. You know, just like the ointment that we offered to Sybil and Christy, and they didn't take it. And it was something that was at the level of their consciousness. And it's at the level of other people's consciousness who use it and get the benefit from it. But aside from that, where are you? Where are you? I told Dan, I said, stop telling people your problems. Only tell them how wonderful you are. And you should be busy night and day, because you are wonderful in so many ways. You'd be talking, talking, talking. And just a few little things that you're working on, you don't tell people about that. You don't. Anybody. Not even yourself. You just say, every cell of my body has its ideal appointed task and does it now. Herb, why do you bring these people up? These are real people. And they're, yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. I'm working with real people. Anybody who comes to me and wants to work with me, I'll work with you. And if you carry out the suggestions that I give you, it's not something that I'm going to lay my hand on you or anything. That could be easily done too. But then you come back again later and say, hey, I'm sick again, because you didn't learn how to do it for yourself. It's just so simple to learn how to do it for yourself and enjoy it for yourself. So this day, go out and be perfect, even as is the divine within you, eternally, immortally perfect. I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you.